Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, hello, everybody, and thanks for tuning in. We've got Larry on board. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Hey, Stuart. Thanks for having me.
There's quite a bit going on. Where do we want to start with this kind of an update? Should we start maybe with The wars and the kind of rumors of wars? What's this deal with the Libyan and Russian situation that is going on?
Well, that's kind of interesting. Let me say right off that there's a news flash came across Fox News a while ago that, Trump had issued the new executive order against certain countries that were threat risks for terrorism, and already an Obama appointee and a federal judge in Hawaii has issued a stop order on that being implemented, and his order covers, according to him, all ports of entry, whether it's ships or airports, et cetera, et cetera. So what you could call an Obama coup is still in progress and working well and trying to stop anything that Trump's doing. But, you referred to a DEPCA report headline, Russian elite units land on Egypt-Libya border. And apparently the Russian units are watching and observing Libya's oil and gas fields and ports. So that's very, very interesting. As you remember, and you stated once, a lot of these wars are literally energy wars, and that you thought the Syria thing was going to be linked to energy before it was all said and done.
Yeah, and I do remember that Stan Dale even mentioned the fact that on the Golan Heights, it's mainly over energy, either oil fields or gas, natural gas. So this is going to get, interesting. And, they even talked about as the climate changes, there will be water wars, over water. There will be mass migrations. I have a report that was issued to George Bush on climate change and the threats to national security. So, yeah, this is a big deal to the governments. Energy always has been. Water, of course, you can't survive without it. Getting back to what you mentioned, though, on this deal with Trump, this is really dangerous that you can have some idiot judge second-guessing the president of the United States, who is privy to all kinds of data about threats to the United States. And here you have this idiot judge out there, and they're all idiots. And I'm not going to apologize for calling them that. They don't seem to care about the American people at all. It's kind of like that governor. I'm sure you heard about that woman that was murdered by an illegal alien and a whole group of them, taken somewhere, probably raped, tortured, and then killed. That blood lies at the hands of the governor of Washington. I think that took place in Washington State. Well, he's going to pay for that. Her blood is on his hands, and these people are basically—I don't know. I don't know what to say about it. We're in an extremely dangerous situation where you have these judges who are mocking the Constitution, mocking the law, ruling over the people, these activists. And they're, as I said before, we are in the middle of a communist coup, and the people just don't seem to realize it. I heard one lady, I think it was on ABC News, believe it or not, or one guy, I can't remember who said it, that these are Marxists. And I've never heard that on TV, not even on Fox News, that what we're dealing with here are Marxists, communists. And the communist plank, there's 45, there's only like two or three left. All the others are well entrenched in American society, and I've said it before. I think a good share of the American people are communists. They just don't know it, and they don't call it that. They believe in the socialist plank, and I think that's one of the reasons there's never any outrage about any of this stuff. Where's the outrage about this judge doing this? From people who even follow Trump or people who have brains enough to think about what these judges are actually doing. Anyway, enough of that rant. what else is going on over there? I know we got the South China Seas, too, coming into operation. Now, we have a carrier group down there, right? And didn't Korea send a carrier down there?
Well, what's interesting, Stuart, is this situation, really there's very little data coming out on mainstream media about it at all. Matter of fact, I believe it was General Jack Keane on Fox News yesterday said this was the most dangerous moment in time we've ever seen, and there's just nothing coming out about it. That it appears that North Korea is preparing to fire more missiles. They're also preparing to set off a nuclear test, as they call it. And they have a lot of armor moving around in North Korea. And now at the same time, you know, there's not a lot of data coming out, but there is reports that Trump has sent the attack drones to South Korea. He's also, we've also got some armor moving up towards the northern Korean border, which North Korea reports is a provocation. Plus, we've got B-52 nuclear-capable bombers supposedly being moved to South Korea. You know, at the same time, we've got China, instead of really slowing Ung down, they're backing him up, and they're putting ships to sea in the South China Sea. And at the same time, as you reported, we've got a carrier group there, which China and North Korea does not like, but also what they like even less is Japan just sent out its largest warship with other ships that are moving to meet the carrier fleet of the U.S. in the South China Sea. So this is very volatile. You know, the U.S. is a nuclear power. North Korea, I suppose you could call a nuclear power no matter wherever they decide to blow up their nuke. But China's a nuclear power. We've got Russia, which is a nuclear power, sitting on the sidelines watching. Very volatile. And I heard a while ago, Stuart, that they now have spotted the Russian spy ship, which is armed also with missiles, setting off of the port of Georgia in international waters watching the sub pens. And so this is very serious. And, you know, when we can't even protect our own borders anymore, and it seems like those that are in power in Washington, which you can call Republicans or you can call them Democrats or you can call them the same thing if you want to, they're all wearing the same suits. And so many of the American people don't care. They don't care that our borders are open. It's insanity.
Yeah, I know. And that's one thing I can't quite figure out. I mean, they don't seem to understand anything or care about anything. And I think this is all part of God's judgment myself. And I think Trump is judgment. I'm not at all convinced that he's here for America's good. It appears that way. Hopefully it's that way. But then I look at the Masonic Ordo Ab Kaio. And now you said something about that this I don't know why, American Spring has been moved, maybe, where they are going to come out and do violence in the streets, so to speak.
Well, the latest that I had heard, watching some data on the internet, it appears that the mid-March madness, or whatever you want to call it, that was planned for huge eruptions in the streets of America has now been put off possibly till the 1st of June. Now, whether that's true, I really just don't know, but I do know this is the 15th of March, and we're not seeing the chaos that was expected. And at the moment, however, what's interesting, too, is some of the Democrats and I guess you could call them troublemakers, including Obama and Valerie Jarrett and others, are being a little quiet because Judge Napolitano came out today and actually issued a statement on Fox News, and he is now saying that Obama went outside the chain of command and used a British spy agency to surveil Donald Trump as the candidate and president-elect. So, you know, I agree with what you said, Stuart. Trump is not anything other than judgment. He is really judgment to this system, the same as Cyrus was a considerable judgment to the Babylonian government system. And I still say the focus is going to focus on Israel because of the timing. However, America is already in a phase of judgment, and I don't see her escaping. I'm intrigued by what you continually say. We would have healed Babylon, but she would not be healed.
Yeah, I don't. Well, of course, the vast majority of Americans and American Christians have been told that America is not even in the Bible, which is a total lie, a total deception. And we have religious prophetic leaders telling everybody that. They go on national TV, they tell them that. And they go a little bit further that not only is America not in the Bible, but anybody who tells you that America is Babylon is really a complete idiot and needs their heads examined, when there could be nothing more obvious to anyone who really studies the Word of God. But, of course, they don't study the Word of God anymore, so they wouldn't know. And so what we are watching, I believe, Trump has offered, in spite of who he may be, he's offered, as did Ron Paul, a way to heal the United States. And I think it's pretty obvious that the people don't want to be healed. They just don't want it. They don't want any. I mean, when you spend more money on Halloween than you do on Christmas, there's a problem developing. And they've more or less proven that over and over again, that Halloween outspends Christmas quite a bit. So I guess if that's who they want to rule over them, that's who the American people are going to have rule over them. I don't have a lot of sympathy for it. I feel very sorry and sad about it, but I really don't have any sympathy for it because God told everyone, study to show yourself approved. Get in that Word of God, study it, ask the Holy Spirit to guide you through it, and He will, and they won't do it. So I guess that's the end of it. They have to go through this. And now I hear that the feds are increasing their interest rates. Now, the bots talked about that. They said something about the interest rates are going to go up faster than anybody thought. And because people have adjustable rate mortgages, they're not going to be able to keep up with it. And there will be a housing glut on the real estate market for a short time. So, I don't know. I think we're headed for trouble. What say you?
Oh, I do. And let me read you something real interesting. I'd like your opinion on it. There's been a lot of people recently on Fox and other channels really intrigued with what is this thing that Obama is doing. They can't figure out what he's doing, why he doesn't just kind of go into retirement, build his library like all the other presidents. But there's something he is doing in Washington, D.C., is not going away. And, of course, we realize what that is. But let me read you this.
Yes.
This is an article by Tom Horn, Skywatch TV. It says, is it because Obama was a final Pope believer who saw himself an Antichrist, Hillary as woman riding the beast, and Pope number 112 as the final prophet, with false prophet Pope helping them establish the final world empire, but something got in the way. And it also says an Italian archbishop suggests Pope Benedict was forced to resign under tremendous pressure from the Obama-Hillary administration in the U.S. So what do you think, Stuart? What's going on here?
Yeah, I did hear that. And they needed Francis in, and Obama, Jarrett, Pelosi, all these people. This is, again, a communist coup. And they will stop at nothing. And if they have to take to the streets, if they have to start burning buildings, they'll do it. And I don't think the American people really realize what they're up against. The communists have taken over country after country after country. Their MO is identical to what's happening right here in America. And I don't, you know, you listen to Hannity, you listen to these other guys and gals that are on there, never once do you hear the real truth. I think we're being played like a fiddle. And the American people are going to be wake up one day and they're going to be prisoners. And they are not going to escape this. This is a judgment from the Lord. And it's horrific. But, yeah, I would agree that we are in serious trouble. This is worldwide. Remember the handshake that the Pope and Obama made September 23rd, I believe it was, back in 2015? Remember that?
Yes.
And they did it exactly at 9:23 in the morning, Eastern Time. I mean, how blatant and in your face does God have to get with the American people so that they'll even wake up slightly? You know, I mean, it's kind of weird. But yeah, this is a coup, and I think it's going to be successful. And the reason I say that, I think Obama's coming back. I think the evidence is overwhelming that Trump will be here as long as God wants him here to do the job for Israel, like you were saying, and then he's going to be removed, and Obama, by hook or crook, I don't know how he's going to do it, will probably come back in. He's more or less said so. And, you know, he said a lot of things.
Yeah, what's interesting, Stuart, is the fact that some have been having dreams and visions and are reporting that that Obama comes back in not as president of the United States, but as something called leader, whatever that means or whatever interpretation that is, leader of America. And
well, that's kind of like Trump negotiating with the PLO. Abbas is not an elected official, but they call him the leader. And I'm watching a betrayal, sort of, unless Trump is playing shrewd games. We better watch this very, very closely, because he put the embassy move on hold. Obviously, will not go along with the temple right now. More or less told Bibi Netanyahu to cool it. And now he's invited a terrorist operation, Abbas, to Washington. Something to watch. Something's going on here that you and I and nobody probably knows. Maybe deep government or whatever they call it does know, but I don't know. Deep state. Something's going on.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Oh, I think deep state is heavily involved. It's amazing. I mean, we're watching an amazing time, because every single thing that these leftist judges are doing have nothing to do with the Constitution at all. It's a social situation. It's a social thing, which just dovetails right back into the communist coup that we're watching literally in the face of all Americans. And there's hundreds of millions of Americans, but I probably could count on both hands how many are speaking out.
Yeah, it's incredible that there is absolutely no real truth out there. or what the real goal is, which, of course, is a new world order run by Antichrist. But, of course, people don't believe the Bible anymore anyway, so there can't be an Antichrist. Speaking about that, let's get into Antarctica a little bit. Now, I'm going to do this more on Friday, but have you ever heard of the Ark of Gabriel?
I'm familiar, but I can't place it.
And I'm not exactly sure what it entails, but the report that I heard, and it sounds feasible. You can't vet these things, so you have to just classify them as rumor, I guess. But do you remember when 2,000 people died in Mecca when they were having their annual trek for Allah?
Yeah.
Well, they claim that occurred because something went wrong. They were digging a place where they thought maybe the Ark of Gabriel was, right by Mecca, and what triggered my mind when I heard this was, remember the alien base that Standale found outside of Radia, or whatever they call it?
Riyadh, I remember.
That's right, it was Riyadh. Well, that's in the same area where that alien base was found that disappeared from Google Earth that Stan was photo taking from, you know, from the computer. So anyway, another little intriguing bit about this is that a Russian freighter stopped in the port there, supplying themselves with whatever supplies, but very strangely ended up in Antarctica.
Hmm.
What were they doing in Antarctica? In the Ark of Gabriel. And suddenly then we have all the world famous people, Kirill, Peary, Armstrong, Obama, and who else, all are summoned to Antarctica. I find that very, very intriguing. And I also heard that there are giant, huge pyramids buried under the ice down there, and they have found some of them. And I heard that some of these things were such huge, about 30 times bigger than the pyramid in Egypt. I mean, really think about that. That's huge. And they say the steps leading up. Yeah, that's massive, and the steps are more or less built for giants. Now, Antarctica probably wasn't exactly where it was back many, many years ago, because it was quick frozen in a pole shift. But I wanted to read something to you here from Isaiah 13. The burden of Babylon, which Isaiah the son of Amos did see, lift ye up a banner upon the high mountain, exalt the voice unto them, shake the hand, that they may go into the gates of the nobles. I have commanded my sanctified ones. I have also called my mighty ones for mine anger, even them that rejoice in my highness. The noise of a multitude in the mountains, like as a great people, a noise of the kingdoms of the nations gathered together, the Lord of hosts mustereth the host of the battle. They come from a far country, from the end of heaven, even the Lord and the weapons of his indignation to destroy the whole land. Now remember the prayer of Isaiah, let not the giants live again.
That's right.
Are we reading something here when he talks about his sanctified ones, his mighty ones? Remember what they called the men of old? Mighty men of old. I'm wondering if this isn't a reference. They come from a far country. Well, the Antarctic would be a very far country. There was a guy that said he had a vision, and he was told that Australia was going to be invaded, and it was going to come from the south. What's to the south? Antarctica.
That's
if you
right.
go into the Book of Enoch, chapter 18, it appears that it might well be a reference. You sent me that clip. Very interesting. That it might be a reference to Antarctica, where the giants are bound up in chains, the mighty men. And here we have tales of, I guess, breaking out. Now, you had that scientist from Russia. What was his name? Mendeleev?
Moldashev.
Moldashev. And he said that he witnessed these giants in kind of a stasis, kind of a, well, I don't know what you call it. What do they call that when you put something in? And it's still alive, but it's suspended animation, I guess would be the word of it.
Yeah.
Well,
now, that's what he said, and he observed them. I mean, he said they were huge, and he said they wasn't dead, but they wasn't alive, and he called it suspended animation of some type, and they were surrounded by some type of energy field that was holding them in place.
Well, that's what this guy claimed who was down there in Antarctica, said he witnessed. So something has happened, and they maybe have gotten out. Remember, Red Elk said they were going to come to the surface. They were going to break out, and they were going to come out. Anyway, you remember that general? I can't figure out his name, but he was speaking to Norwich University in Vermont. They have a military academy there, and he was speaking to the future officers. And he said, "You're going to be fighting little green men." And it was kind of scoffed at, but I think that was coded. They know this thing is coming forth. And remember that Carol Rosen on Wander von Braun said that there was coming an invasion, which ties it in, I think, to the Nazis, to the giants, and to high technology beyond which we have no knowledge. What say you on that? It's kind of interesting to me.
Oh, it's extremely interesting, and I saw some military men that were involved in flying some stuff back and forth between the U.S. and Antarctica on TV today, and I was thinking, isn't it interesting? Most people don't even know we have military that are making movements between the U.S. and Antarctica at this moment, but apparently they are, and I've witnessed some of that on the news program, and I thought, wow, that's telling, because they're hiding a lot of this.
So if it was this like Fox News, major media?
Yeah, it was Fox News, and talking about some of the airmen being away from home, flying things back and forth between the U.S. and Antarctica.
They're breaking it already. So it's got to be close. If it's going on national TV, they're prepping people for what's coming. And this is not going to be fun, folks. Fee-fo-fum, you know, I smell the blood of an Englishman. I've often wondered where all those little fairy tale stories and poems come from. Old wives' tales. I think they're all from experiences that once giants roamed the earth, and they're going to roam it again.
Well,
anyway,
to serve humanity, to serve humanity on the Twilight Zone, it was a cookbook.
Yeah. Well, I think we're going to have another cookbook going on, and cannibalism is on the increase as well, folks. It's all starting to come to the surface, and we probably don't have a lot of time. How do people reach you, Larry?
Oh, the quickest way is my blog, LarryWTaylor.org. That's LarryWTaylor.org.
Well, I'm going to do a lot of research, a lot more research on this Antarctica thing. It's kind of got a bug now to do this. And try and figure out exactly, because it goes back into the Nazis. It goes into the Hollow Earth routines, and what Red Elk said about tunnels and alien beings down there. He was positive about it. So, folks, listen again on Friday, and I'll have a little more news. And thanks again for listening, and we will try and get you some more information on all of this on Friday. Anyway, thanks a lot for listening, and good night.